This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The following program of Team Martech was recorded at an earlier time. If you'd like more information about today's program, Joe can be contacted at 772-678-7725.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
And hey, listen, what I got to say about Pastor Tom, he's not asleep this week.
No.
You know, last week we had to keep him awake.
He's on the game. I didn't think he got much sleep last week.
But
I can make it happen.
I figured as much.
He can make it happen.
Hey, this is the Team Martech Hour, which we have been doing for, how long have we been doing this, Tom?
About three minutes.
Yeah, I know. Good. It's one thing. It's about Tom. He's quick. He's not thorough, but he's quick. For a few months.
It'll be a year in March.
That right? Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. You know, time flies when you're having fun. Basically, Team Martech started a little over 10 years ago on the radio. We've been on three different radio stations. Now we're on two, which WCNO right here has been a real gift to us. The mission of our group is very simple. We have a group of six different local professionals that are not new in business, that have all been in business a long time. In fact, the youngest member of the group, do you have any gray hair yet? Yeah, you do.
I've got a few.
You've got a few, yes.
These last few years, the last few years have been good, but that...
But they managed
2008, 2009, right. That's when I got my gray hairs.
So the original team members were Joe Martech, financial advisor, Greg Fasula, attorney, and Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. And the concept was very simple. I have a bunch of clients, and clients would ask me questions that I don't know the answers to. And if you're a credible professional, you align yourself with other credible professionals so that you can handle the problems that might come along. So over a period of time, we've added Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. Now, Mike's also what's called a correspondent lender. Mike also can make his own loans. He's like a bank, but he also shops about 15 or 20 different lenders, so whatever is the best for his clients is what's going to happen. Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, the hardest working person alive, period. Anybody that wants to talk about real estate, you get on the phone with that girl and she will educate you, help you any way in the world that can be done, and that's just one of her things. That woman will help any and everybody alive.
I get more referrals from her that where she's not selling the property. She just runs into people, whether that's at the hairdresser or whatever.
Yep.
And she just refers them to me, tries to help them any way she can.
Yep. She's always there to help people. Then there's Vince Rosino, CPA. Well, yeah. You know, they're like attorneys, CPAs. You know, they're necessary evils.
Ooh, that hurts.
The concept
that hurts.
Well, you know what happens is probably once a week that I have a question. Because there's, you know, Vince, after 20 some years, you think you know something, but sure enough, something comes along that you don't know the answer to. And it seems like once a week, and I call Vince, and Vince says, you know, Martech, why don't you once in a while give me something easy?
Right.
You know, but
he never gives me easy stuff.
Never give him the easy stuff.
Yeah. Do you bill him by the hour, though?
Yes.
I do, but he never pays.
That's totally right. I was just going to say, I keep throwing that thing in a wastebasket and say, what? The concept of putting the group together was either to help people earn money, make money, save money, and or any way we can to make their life more pleasurable. Let's just talk about a sick circumstance that came up this week, Vince, which you never think of. We take for granted. And this is part of education and what we try to do for people. Most people have heard of IRAs, IRAs, individual retirement accounts. Now, there's all kinds of different retirement accounts, but basically most of them means you put money into this account and you don't pay tax on it now. And then when you get officially old, you can start taking the money back out. And then it becomes subject to tax at your then current rate. So let's say you're retired, and you don't have much of an income, and you're taking Social Security, and you get your IRA. You may not pay a dime in tax, or you may pay some. But bottom line is, while you're working and making considerably good money normally, you put this money aside and you don't pay tax on it. Tax deferred. Had an interesting thing this week. Got a new prospect that's got a couple $100,000 in an IRA with the same lady for 30 years. Not married. Now, she is to inherit his IRA.
She is?
Yeah.
It's in the will?
No children. She's the beneficiary.
She's a beneficiary?
She's okay. The beneficiary. Now, I said to him, you know, listen, there's some reasons to get married. This is a good one. Because if you die before her and she inherits that, she has to pay tax on that whole thing at one time. But if she's your wife, she inherits it like it's her IRA, and she will pay tax on it as she takes the money out, which could be her entire life. But rather than paying it all at one time, so let's say you inherited $200,000 and it puts you into a 35% bracket. That's $70,000. That's a chunk of change that would be gone just like that right now. But if you inherit it as a spouse or a blood child, if there's not a spouse living, there's no tax. You inherit it, and it's now your IRA.
Well, there is tax, but it gets taxed later.
Only as
you
take it out.
Right.
You're not taxed on it all at one time unless you take it out.
Right.
Anyway, it's just something that you never think about, because almost all of us automatically figure there is a spouse who's going to be the beneficiary, or children.
Right. Exactly.
They have no children. So literally, unless both of them get run over by a truck at the same time, it will go to one or the other who lives longest. And in theory, she will live longer than him, because that's the way it works. You know why men die before their wives, Pastor Tom?
No, but I'm about to find out.
Because we can. Also, folks, I want you to know, even though this is Christian radio, and even though you're talking to what I consider, no, I can't say that right. I am a born-again Christian, have been since 1982, but I don't think we should always be 100% serious. It's like Pastor Tom and Vince here arguing about the Bible when I came in.
No, we weren't arguing.
We were discussing.
Were you educating Pastor Tom?
No. We were just confirming what we were reading and making sure we were interpreting it
properly.
Were
you both on the same page?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, after we're both in the same chapter and verse.
Exactly. I just want to double check, because I didn't hear the whole story, you know.
Yeah, no, actually, I because you challenged me last week and
I know.
Said, you know, give me the chapter and verse where it says this.
Right.
So I went back and I researched it.
Genesis chapter 9.
Genesis chapter 1.
And?
9.
And 9, yeah.
And?
And we found out that, yes, before the time of Noah, that
the idea that before the flood,
right,
that men only ate vegetables and grains and things like that.
Fruits.
But after the flood, God specifically tells Noah, if it's crawling around, you can eat it.
You can eat it.
But don't eat the blood.
That's right.
Except you cannot eat the blood. No, don't eat the cloven hoof. Not yet.
So we talked about the references.
At that time, anything that was moving.
It was okay.
It was okay.
That was a later.
Yeah.
That's
when the law was given to Moses, then things changed.
Kosher kitchen started. That's
See, I got it right here, Pastor. It was Genesis 1, verse 29. Where
29.
He said you can have the grain and the fruits and all that. But it was Genesis 9, verse 3, where God told him you can eat anything that flies and crawls and just
don't blood.
No blood.
Thank goodness they changed
those,
that.
Those earthworms are really not that good, you know.
I mean,
and then later on, in the giving of the what we call the Mosaic Law, that he gave to Moses, then he made distinctions between what type of animals at that time were forbidden.
Exactly. Without having something to do with the hooves and all that.
Yeah, and kosher bacon, you know, I mean, it's...
Bacon?
Yeah, right.
Today's Team Martech program was recorded at an earlier time. If you'd like more information about today's program, you can contact Joe Martech at 772-678-7725.
Sitting with me today is Vince Rosino, CPA, who also happens to be a forensic CPA, which means he has credentials to be an expert witness, who also used to teach at a university.
Not Columbia.
Not Columbia.
So all you out there wondering what that's a private joke, because Joe once announced that I used to teach at Columbia University.
Well, I like Columbia.
So now every time he says this, it's not I have Columbia. To remind him, it's right. not Columbia.
It's right. It's not Columbia. And then Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. So, and understand this, folks. A lot of people talk about mortgages and thinks that mortgages are hard to come by. One of the things that happens with Mike, which I think is the only way people should ever buy real estate, is they call Mike. Mike will check them out, and in 10 minutes, let them know what they can qualify for. I mean, it literally becomes not 100% cast in concrete, but once you run a credit report and know what their incomes are, you can pretty much tell people what they can do.
Yeah, because it's all predicated on a debt ratio. So what we do is we look at your income, we calculate a ratio, and all your debts have to fit within that parameters.
So once they fit, he'll say, okay, fine, you can now buy that $200,000 house with $7,000 down because the VA mortgage or FHA allows 3.5% or whatever the number is.
Well, you know, that's the misconception. A lot of people come to me and they say, well, we don't have the problem is we don't have the 20% to put down.
Right.
Well, that's not required in most cases. I mean, in some cases, you do have to put more money down, but most folks will qualify for an FHA loan with 3.5% down. We have a program, as I said before, through the Department of Agriculture, of all things, the USDA. It's 100% financing. There's no down payment required.
That's pretty impressive.
And is that open to everybody?
Well, there's approved areas. All of Martin County qualifies. Unfortunately, a lot of St. Lucie County and Palm Beach County don't qualify because it's a factor of the population.
Now, that's areas, but what about people? Does anyone qualify? Oh. You know, can anyone apply for that loan?
Well, oddly enough, with this program, you can't make too much money because it's not meant to finance the mansion on the beach. They do have income caps. And for our area, for most of our listening area, that income cap for a household of up to four is $75,000. Over four, I have one listener that called me today, and he has a whole house full of folks. I think they have a household of seven. So that's up to 95,000. So, you know, you don't have to be destitute to qualify for this program. It's pretty generous and it's qualifying.
And you still have the qualifying ratios, income to debt.
Exactly.
But the bottom line is it's a $200,000 house is not out of the question at all with a USDA program.
No, matter of fact, if you have an income of $75,000, this is one of the few programs that doesn't have a loan amount cap. It's whatever $75,000 qualifies you for.
Right.
And if you don't have much debt, then you know that could easily be $400,000.
Which that's a lot of house.
Pretty impressive. That is a lot. Yeah.
And with no down payment, and also there's two ways to approach the closing costs involved too. You can ask the seller to pay the closing costs. You can build that into your purchase price and ask the seller to pay your closing costs. That's permissible. And also, if the house appraises in over the sale price, we can finance those into the loan amount. So you can get in literally with no money out of your pocket. And most people don't know that this program ever existed.
So we never knew until, Mike educated us, right?
Well, you edumacated us on this.
Well, yeah, we do quite a few of those loans.
Well, you know, it's called make hay while the sun shines, while it's available.
And this is not a new program. This has been around for, I've been doing these for 20 years.
But you know what amazes me? Of course, it's Vince, even though you're in this business, I'm in this business, he's in that business. How many people don't know about certain things? They know what they know, but they don't know everything about that.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea of our group.
That was the whole concept.
Exactly.
Put together six local professionals that cover different areas of expertise. And, speaking of Vince Rizzino, we're talking taxes. This is tax season on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Obama,
a lot going on.
Obama said that, thank goodness, Vince, you're making lots of money because he wants to get you up over a 50% tax rate.
That's right.
So
he's trying hard.
This will be good. This is good. Past your time, you're going to have to take a cut and pay so you don't have to pay much taxes.
I should have seen the look.
Well, I wish we had TV, folks.
Let me just tell you,
I wish we had TV. He gave me that bro
I worked with
look.
A guy once in the union, and he went to the foreman one day, and he told him, he said, I want a cut and pay. He said, you want a what? He said, I want my pay cut. He said, I'm tired of making this kind of money. He said, I want you to cut my pay. He says, why? He says, because tomorrow I'm coming in and asking for a raise.
I want to look good for one day, right?
Exactly.
Today's program of Team Martech was recorded at an earlier time. If you'd like more information about the subjects that have been discussed today, you can contact Joe Martek at 772-678-7725.
By the way, if you don't want to talk to us on the radio, and you don't have to, you call the radio station. Pastor Tom will give you our individual numbers or take your number and have us contact you. Not on the air if that works for you. We're here to help you, period, any way we can.
You mentioned last week or something, you mentioned a VA loan. How are they working?
Yeah, you know, in my opinion, that's the best financing out there. VA, if you're a veteran and you're entitled to VA benefits, they also have 100% financing program. So, and actually, they allow you to, if you have a VA loan, they'll allow you to do a cash out refinance up to 100% of the value of your home.
Wow.
So if you wanted to, if you needed to do some improvements on the house, if it needs a new roof, want to improve the kitchen, you could take a VA loan if you're eligible for one and do 100% of the value of the house.
Hmm. Nice.
So you could take all your cash, all the equity out.
Yep. Okay. Now the benefit of the VA loan is that there's no monthly mortgage insurance.
And guess what? I'm going to push the green button.
Okay.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Good afternoon. I have a question, a couple of serious questions, if that's okay.
Well, I'm sorry to be funny, but you're right. You go right ahead. We'll be serious.
Okay. I had to sell my house last year, and it was sold in a short sale. And the bank forgave me a certain amount of money, quite a bit, and I got some information earlier this week, a couple of weeks, that some laws that Congress passed December 15th make it possible that I'm not really responsible for the taxes on that.
Let me take that up with you, caller. You're absolutely right. On December 16th, actually, the Congress passed and the president ultimately signed a tax extender law, which basically extended a lot of these tax benefits for another year. So, yes, the forgiveness of indebtedness on your personal residence. So it has to be a primary and principal residence, and you had to be there for at least a couple of years.
Oh, yes, it's my primary residence, and I was there 14 years.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you're in luck because the Congress did and pass, and the president signed that extender. So it's good through the end of 2014. Lord knows what happens in 15.
But however,
it's retroactive all the way through last year.
Yes. Yeah, it's retroactive back to January 1.
So bottom line is you have no tax consequence on that. And,
thank you. That's a miracle from God. That's a miracle from God. It really is.
Well, I will tell you this. You did the right thing doing a short sale. And by the way, even though it doesn't look good on your credit for a period of time, it doesn't stay as a bad mark as long as a foreclosure or something else might. So in a very short period of time, if you decide you need to buy another house, you should get a hold of Mike and he'll run credit. And how long does it take after a short sale, Mike?
It depends really on what type of loan program you go with. But a VA, if you're entitled to VA benefits, is only 2 years.
There you go.
FHA and USDA, that's 3 years. And for conventional financing, it's 4 years.
All right, so 2 to 4 years, you can go out and buy another house. So already you've got a year behind you almost. So, you know, in another year, you might want to start looking and thinking about that.
Definitely, definitely. One more question. Now, is the bank that forgave me, are they still going to file a 1099? Is that going to come to my house and I have to bring it to the tax people?
Chances are, caller, that the bank will send you something. It'll be a 1099-S. But that just means that you have to record it with an offset. So you wind up with no tax due, but you've got to record the proceeds.
They just want you to show it on your tax return, but the bottom line is it'll still be no tax.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, listen, glad we could help you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Today's program of Team Martek was recorded at an earlier time. If you'd like more information about the subjects discussed here today, you can contact Joe Martek at 772-678-7725.
And Mike, that's really good information for people to know, because a lot of people did the right thing and went through the short sale process. Mm-hmm. They got in trouble. To know
that's why they have that process.
Exactly.
It's a real benefit too. Yeah. I mean, it's a real benefit to people. That helped people tremendously.
Oh, well, when they were trying not to have the tax forgiveness. I mean, here's all of a sudden somebody might have had a $50,000 or $100,000 tax bill.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they have this huge IRS debt.
And the IRS does not like you to they don't like forgiving you totally.
Right. Now, you know, on an investment property, you had mentioned this, Vince, that's not forgiven through the IRS.
That's correct.
But normally you would have a loss. If that was like an investment property, you would have a capital loss on that property.
It all depends.
So that could offset some of the expense.
It depends on the basis. If you had the property for a long time and you've written off a lot of it,
depreciate
it and so on, you may not have the basis to offset the gain, and then you wouldn't have a loss. You'd have may have a potential
gain. But still,
it might be a good idea to consider a bankruptcy, because if you file it in a bankruptcy, then it probably isn't taxable.
Well, the thing is, though, if you've got a gain, well, on a short sale, well, that's the thing. If you're going to do bankruptcy, that's a whole nother kettle of fish.
Yeah.
A whole new ball game. There's other considerations there. Yeah, of course, there's always that last resort.
The key thing that happens in this, you don't make a decision. You're doing what this young man did that just called and said, hey, this is what happened to me. What's the answer? Well, that's an easy one for us. But some people's answers are not as easy. You need to sit down and put pencil to paper and say, hey, there's three different options to go with, and bankruptcy might be one of them.
Well, here, even with a bankruptcy, by the way, not all income taxes are forgiven through a bankruptcy.
Right, right.
There has to be an assessment by IRS, official assessment of the tax, before you can get it relieved in bankruptcy. So if you just didn't file, or you filed and it's only a year, but the IRS hasn't caught up with you yet, they haven't even gone through collections.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
It could be that that's going to still be hanging out there. So be careful if you want to do bankruptcy, that all of those debts are qualified to be released.
You need to make sure whatever attorney you're going through. And again, here becomes talking to a tax person on top of it. Attorneys are not all tax people. And a bankruptcy attorney doesn't, a lot of them don't hold out to even know about taxes. This is what they do. So the concept of when we put our group together was to say, hey, none of us work in the same office. We don't share commissions or fees. We don't house together. Nobody's in charge of each other. We put together a group, and it took us a few years to do it, of local professionals that have integrity and experience. And I don't know which is more important, but experience is critical, and integrity is utmost important.
Well, if you don't have integrity, I don't care about your experience.
Isn't that the truth? And that narrows it. That narrows it right down.
There's little dispensation, as they say, to us.
Huh? Well, you know, and Dan, and that was one of the reasons when we started doing the group. I didn't want anybody that was, quote, new in business. Because new people, if you're going to make mistakes in life, usually you do it when you're young. And you have a learning process, a growing process. So we don't have anybody in this that's under, you're 25 or 30 years now, aren't you?
25.
That's a long time.
In the mortgage business, that's like 140 years.
I know. You know, Vince has been in business 75 years.
Exactly. And still going. Thank still, God.
No, I'm kidding you, but he's not. Oh, it's marriage. I keep forgetting. One or the other.
Marriage is 40 years, John.
Oh, okay.
Going on 41.
I know there's numbers. You know, I know there's
I've been in an accountant for 35 years.
Isn't that scary?
It is scary.
See, you know,
you know what? We're still learning, still growing.
You know, that's the one thing I told my girl, Nikki. I said she came into work just over a year ago now. And that was how fast time goes.
A year already.
I said, you know what happened? This business starts off really simple, and it gets more complicated every day. As soon as you think you know something, something new comes along that you don't know. Remember, like we were talking about the simple IRA?
Yeah, simple IRAs, yeah.
And that caller,
not that simple.
The caller that kept me straight last week that said, hey, would you finish that story?
that was pretty funny.
IRA.
She said, you had me on edge for the whole show. Yeah, you never told me the other half of that story.
And I'm not going to tell it today. So let me ask you this, Mike. We know what a short sale holds you back. Mm-hmm. What happens on a foreclosure? Now, you could have a taxable consequence with a foreclosure, could you not?
Yeah, you could, because that's also pretty much a forgiveness of debt if they don't try to collect that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
But there's waiting periods, too, for foreclosures. Fannie Mae, so if you're going for a conventional loan, Fannie Mae is one of the institutions that buy all these loans. They just changed their guidelines recently. On a foreclosure and a short sale, they go by the date the property goes back to the bank or transfers out of your name.
So it isn't when you file it, it's when it actually occurred, could
Correct.
Be 3 months or 6 months later.
Exactly. So and also, if you include that in a bankruptcy, it used to be, and Freddie Mac is this way still, they go by the foreclosure date. Well, in Florida, all the foreclosures go through the court system.
Okay.
And it could take several years. I mean, I've known people who it's taken 6 or 7 years to get to foreclosure, even though that mortgage was included in a bankruptcy. So you can have your bankrupsy.
And then six or seven years,
you finally finalize
the foreclosure. Even though it's forgiven, but it's still...
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fannie Mae just recently, back in September, just changed their requirements. It goes by the bankruptcy date. So if you have a mortgage that was included in the bankruptcy, it's the wait period for the bankruptcy, which is 4 years.
Okay.
So, you know, that I think that helps a lot, especially in Florida, where all these properties have to go through the court system.
Right.
And it just takes a long time.
I have a question for you, Mike, because I got a call this morning from a client. Said she went through a foreclosure, and she got a 1099 from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, it appeared to be the full value of the house. Now, I said, I'd like to see this because I found that hard to believe. Why would you get
a 1099? Yeah, I've seen that happen myself, and probably that bank has not sold that property off yet.
That's right. That's what she said. The property's not even sold yet. So how can I get a 1099 for the value of that house?
Yeah, you see, that's I would question that. And that's
would
probably
that be because the bank took possession of it?
Yeah, they're discharging they're forgiving the whole debt, so they're giving them 1099. I guess that it would be your responsibility then to find out what that house was worth, and then you would have to calculate what your
the actual forgiveness of indebtedness. Mm-hmm. And in her case, it was her personal residence.
Yeah, so but that's a good question. I wish I had the answer for that. But
I mean, I just said to her, it sounds strange to me. You know, send me what you
well,
have.
How would you when you let's take that? It's a 1099. They're sending her for the value of the house or whatever the value of the loan.
Yeah, the entire loan amount.
Right. So let's say it's $100,000 loan, and now she's supposed to file that with her tax return as income.
Yes, but yet she'll have basis offsets.
But then
whatever she paid plus the improvements.
There you go.
And then
there
the difference would be, I guess, the forgiveness of indebtedness.
There you go. Okay, good.
But even then, on a personal residence, that's your principal residence, right, you should be okay tax-wise.
Well, if you, there you go. She brought me a file and a son.
Oh boy, a file and a son.
Yeah. This my girl Nikki just came in the office with this handsome devil that, you know. Now how old are you now? 19, 20? 12. Listen to that voice. 12. He's a deeper voice than any guy in this whole room. Oh, and he's got those $300 shoes on.
Different colors too.
Different. Hey, you know what it is? You and I, when we were kids. Hey.
I had kids.
I mean,
well, Flyer.
I was lucky to get shoes. You know, Dad says, "Hey, you're lucky to have any shoes, kid. You know, get to work, mow that lawn, tote that barge, take that garbage out."
I'm sure this is the last thing he wants to hear right now.
I know.
Especially on the radio,
talking about when we were young. Oh God,
I would have had to cut the grass every weekend for 3 months to get shoes like that.
My young lady Nikki brought me a file that I need for tomorrow because she only lives 3-4 blocks from here, and I said rather than having me drive all the way to the office, which is 5 minutes, she can drive 1 minute. Thanks. Another thing you're going to find about us as a group, what you hear is what we are. I mean, there's not a phony bone in anybody's body here. There's not a pretentious bone. Nobody's arrogant. We've had some very nice compliments, and probably the best one I ever heard was, you know, sitting with you guys is like sitting around a kitchen table with family. Not all families are good, so I wasn't positive. But that's the
crazy way. Uncle Joe.
Crazy Uncle Joe, and that's okay. I'll take that. The thing that we try to do, and I've told everybody, we're transparent. I mean, we're going to just tell you the way it is. I'm probably the least subtle in the whole group. Would you say that, Vince?
Without a doubt.
Unequivocally.
The least subtle.
You know, well, Pastor Tom is over here doing the Burl Ives routine again, you know.
Yes, so, he is with the eyebrows.
Oh, the eyebrows. Man, you could teach teenage girls how to roll eyes there. That was pretty good. Yeah. And what can you say? Humbly, he says, "I understand." We talk about Dan Warren, who's not here, a little bit, and he was a critical part of the group when we first started, having an independent insurance agent. And why? Well, anybody's lived in Florida for any length of time has gone through some hurricanes, and we've watched a lot of insurance carriers double and triple homeowners insurance rates. Some of them just non-renewed people, and it was just a rough time. For a few years, the independent insurance agent doesn't represent a company. He works for the client, and Dan, in his in his whole portfolio of companies, there's between 80 and 90 different companies, and not all of them are homeowners and cars, but literally, and Mike, what he's done for you, what he's done for me.
Yeah, I've never had an agent do that for me. I mean, I was with Nationwide for a long time, and that just kept creeping up and creeping up. Finally, they just pulled the plug, and they didn't renew me at all. They just pulled out of Florida.
And we're going to take this call because the phone won't quit until I do it.
Okay.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. I have a question about when a person goes through bankruptcy.
Yes, ma'am.
Can buy a house again after the bankruptcy is completed?
Okay, we're breaking up a little bit. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. After the bankruptcy.
Yes, after your bankruptcy is completed, is it possible to buy a house again?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, here comes the question. We were just talking about that. Mike, how long after, what's the normal, there's different loan requirements depending on the loan. But.
Yeah, again, there's different types of loans out there, obviously. There's VA, FHA, conventional, USDA that we already mentioned. And every one of those has a waiting period, required waiting period after a bankruptcy. But the longest is conventional, and that's only 4 years.
So what would be a VA?
VA is 2 years.
2 years. What about the USDA for
three years? And FHA is 3 years as well. So
2 to 4 years.
Yeah, 2 to 4 years is the required waiting period. And I have non-conforming lenders, which we used to call subprime. So of course those interest rates are higher, but they have a day out of bankruptcy. So there's options for you right away. It's just, you know, are you willing to pay the interest rate for that type of loan?
And you have to qualify for it.
And you still have to qualify, correct.
So once you've gone bankrupt, now I know there's some lenders say, hey, once you've gone bankrupt, you're a perfect person. You have no debt.
Yeah.
And if you don't load yourself back up with debt, you're being responsible. You're probably a better risk than a lot of other people.
Yeah, but they do like to see you reestablish some credit because they right. want to see that you're back on track. Of course, there has to be a reasonable explanation for the bankruptcy.
Right, right.
You know, if you lost some income, if you've lost a spouse, you know, they want to have an explanation for the bankruptcy, and they want to see that you reestablish some credit and you're back on track.
Now, one of the things, caller, you might file away. Very often, Mike will work with people for 6 months or even a year to help them get on the right track before they can go out. So he's a good guidance counselor, so to speak, when it comes to wanting to buy a house.
Okay. Another question about that time. When you're in your 50s, though, is it a lot harder to get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage as opposed to being
not at all. No, we cannot discriminate because of age. There's only one type of loan that we can discriminate, and that's a reverse mortgage because you have to be 62 years old to qualify for a reverse mortgage. But no, I have people coming in, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old and applying for a 30-year mortgage. I just wish that they guaranteed that you lived long enough to pay off those mortgages.
Exactly.
Little minor side effect.
Well, if you go, then it's not your problem anymore.
right. Exactly.
let your beneficiaries take care of that.
There you go.
Exactly. I'm thinking, okay, I'll sign it over to my kids.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your calling and listening. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Today's Team Martek program was recorded at an earlier time. If you would like to contact Joe and find out more information about today's program, the number is 772-678-7725.
Kind of finishing about, well, and we may not finish about Dan, but we'll talk about Dan sooner or later. But we got another caller here. Hang on a second. Maybe. Well, I hit.
There we go. Go ahead.
Call. Not anymore. Okay. Sometimes we lose them, you know, but if they want to call back, whoever we hung up on, you know, try to call. There we go. We'll try it again. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi there, guys. Hi. Listen, if you would please mention the name or repeat the name of the program you were speaking of a few moments ago. I just got in my car and I heard you guys mention about a particular program regarding to purchasing a home, and you were mentioning about 75%.
I guess 75,000.
Okay.
Oh, 75,000.
Yeah,
okay.
that, That's that program's through the Department of Agriculture. We offer that program. It's the USDA Rural Development Program. And what they do is they have an income cap. You can't make over a set amount of money. And in our listening area, it, for the most part, it's $75,000 for a household up to four.
And they give you the money, or is that
it's a loan. It's just like any loan. You have to repay it, but it's 100% financing, so you don't have to come up with the down payment that most programs require. And also, you can normally incorporate the closing costs one way or another into the loan too. So you can literally get in with no money out of pocket.
So is that like having two loans then? You would pay the USDA and you're either conventional or...
No, it's one loan. The loan is guaranteed by the USDA. So it's one loan through a lending institution like ours. We'll lend you 100% financing. It's guaranteed by the federal government through the Department of Agriculture. And it's one loan for 100% of the loan amount.
So let's say you wanted to buy a house for $200,000 and you qualified for it because you didn't make too much money and your credit was good. You would come down with not a dime out of pocket, no money down, and the interest rate would be a good interest rate. And you would just start making payments just like you would on any other mortgage.
You'd probably have to refinance or I should say, eliminate the first mortgage that's there and wrap it and
refinance. Oh, you're buying a house.
I'm sorry.
We're not talking a refinance, talking about a purchase.
Yeah, this is only for purchases. I'm sorry if I misunderstood you. If you're talking about a refinance, you can only refinance a USDA loan if you already have a USDA loan.
No, I don't. I was talking about purchasing.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay. Because you said something about is this another loan? I thought you had another one to begin with.
And what's great about this program too is, are you familiar with mortgage insurance, PMI?
Yes.
Okay. Well, most loans, if you don't put down 20%, you have what's called PMI or some equivalent to that. USDA has the equivalent, but it's only a half a percent, where FHA currently is 1.35%. Now that's going down January 26th to 0.85, but it's the lowest monthly mortgage insurance out there. So if you compare this loan to a FHA loan, it's no money out of pocket, and the payments are lower than FHA. So it's a win-win situation. It's a wonderful program.
And what are the qualifications, and how do you find out and find out whether or not you qualify for a program of that nature?
Well, you would typically go through the pre-qualification process, and you know, any lender that offers the program can help you. I can help you as well. But what we do is we look at your income and we run your credit report, and we just make sure your debt ratio is in line. Also, you can't make over the $75,000 income cap. So it's not for, like I said before, it's not for financing the mansion on the beach, but it is for the middle income person. So if you make, you know, actually I think the average income in our area is for a household of four is probably about $50,000 to $60,000. So it's pretty generous in the income cap.
Does that answer your questions?
It does. And Joe, if you could give me a call.
Did you leave your name?
To find out more information about his program, that would be great.
You left your name?
I did.
Good. Mike will give you a call back off air and see how he can help you, okay?
Fantastic. Sounds great. Thank you. Great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Speaking of Dan Warren.
Well, I wanted to, you know, just to follow up to what you were talking about. Is this for first-time home buyers?
No. You can be a repeat customer.
How about that? We're not going to talk about Dan.
No. Dan should be.
It's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Listen, I had a friend here had some problems. He had a home, and there was some problems that he ran into. And he would want to know how he can fix it or how he can get back online. And I reckon that you guys could help him get back online and fix whatever need to be fixed. He's right here sitting in my car with me.
All right.
So I guess that you want to talk with him a little bit, or he come to your office and and talk with you.
I'll tell you probably the easiest thing. Did when you called in, did you give Connie his name and phone number?
Yeah, I give Connie his name, and I give her also my name.
So his,
and his phone number.
Okay. What you'll do is Mike will talk to him after the show, off the air, and before he even comes in to see him, try to see if we can fix the problem.
Okay, well, it's possible I could give the number again. I don't have to kind of take both of them because I'm the one that calling, and I give her my name and my phone number, and I did give her also his name.
Okay.
And also the phone number.
Can I ask you a favor? If you would,
yes.
If you would call back to Connie, because our phone system here, Pastor Tom decided we wanted an antique phone system that we can't transfer calls.
It's for antique users.
It's for antique users, which we are. So if you would, if you don't mind, can you just call back to the radio station and give Connie that information, and then Mike will help you.
Yeah, I'd love the opportunity to help you.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. You will have a call on your phone.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you. You will have a call on my cell phone.
That's right.
Today's program of Team Martech was recorded at an earlier time. If you'd like more information, Joe Martech can be contacted at 772-678-7725.
Probably the same.
Hopefully it's not the same one. Caller, it's Joe Martech. You're on the radio.
How are you doing there?
I'm okay.
Good. What I have is I have a mortgage that's underwater, which is probably not something unusual for Florida right now.
Gee whiz, you're only one of 20 million people, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a great desire to try to sell the house, but I don't know how to do that, being that I'm underwater with it, because at one time the house was probably valued at about 170. And when the crash hit, last I looked at my tax return thing at county value, it was around 55. So that's quite a bit of drop.
I'll tell you what, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, who is Remax of Stewart, who knows, so you have what's called short sale. Have you heard of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She is the one to talk to and counsel you to get you where you want to go. Mike could help you, but I think the most important person at this point is Victoria.
Yeah, but it's very important. If you can work something out with the bank to go through the short sale process where you are not late on any of the mortgage payments, then you can get a new mortgage as little as 1 year with FHA.
You see that?
But it's very important that you stay current with your mortgage. So just try to work it out with your bank. And then, someone like Victoria can help you with
Victoria
the selling.
Victoria can help guide you with selling it, and then help you when you can, if you can go 1 year afterwards and buy another house, you know, this could work for you and could work for you real well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So if you gave your name and number to Connie.
Yes, I did.
You'll be hearing back from Ms. Victoria Lloyd in the next day or so.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling.
You know, with a short sale, it's very important that you, if you're going to do a short sale, it's pretty important that you start the process right away, because we don't know if the Congress is going to extend this tax credit again.
This year, you're
talking. Yeah. Right.
So, right now, we're in the unknown because it only is effective to the end of the year.
Yeah,
till the end of last year.
You're so kidding.
The end of 2014.
Now, that's correct. It was only extended to the end of 14.
Oh, 14.
So right now, if somebody does a short sale, who knows where that's going to wind up.
The odds are pretty decent they're going to extend it again.
Yeah.
But, I would say
but the process,
both sides, both houses look
Yeah, but they should know that going in.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a possibility that if they don't, or they change it somehow, modify it.
And the process does take a long
takes
time.
Five, probably 6 months to a year, would say.
It's a little faster now. The banks have speeded up the process. But, you know, I would count on a good 3 to 4 months at least.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
On some of these loans that you've talked about, if someone presently owns a home and they need to relocate, can they qualify for these type of loans prior to selling their other home?
Again, it's all predicated on your income. If your income is sufficient to support two mortgages, then you can qualify. But here's the problem. If you have if you're going to sell a house in order to buy a new house, most people will not accept a contract contingent upon selling your house unless you have a contract on that existing house already. then they're more willing to accept that.
Sure, if you have a contingency that could take it out for 6 months or a year, or who knows how long until that house sells.
Yeah, and me by the sellers committed.
Yeah,
until
yeah.
you use that.
I was just wondering if they could pre-qualify for the financing. Let's say.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we can. You know, we can make it contingent upon anything. If you need to sell a house to qualify, we can certainly give you a pre-qualification letter contingent upon you selling that particular home.
The most important thing that Mike does that a lot of times when you walk into a regular bank, you don't happen. He finds out before you even get started what you can and when you can. Rather than you walk into the bank down the street and they take an application, sometimes a fee, and then they play with it for a month or two to tell you no. You'll know from Mike within 10 minutes normally what you can or cannot do. So it's one of the things when we put this group together was to not have what most people think. We take stuff for granted that we know, but obviously, we don't all work like the guys right down the street. Mm-hmm. So, and there becomes
usually we're jacks of all trades and masters of one. Which okay. That's about it.
You mentioned Dan Warren earlier.
Yeah, what about Dan? We were saying what Dan has been able to do for
Dan
us.
Dan who?
Yeah, right. In the insurance business.
Is that Dan Warren?
Well, you know, literally, what Dan does, he has for me and you, Mike. Every yep. time we get a renewal on our car insurance or homeowners insurance, I get a phone call that says, hey, Joe, I don't know what to tell you, but I got a price for you. It's $400 less than last year if you want it. I say, gee whiz, $400 less. Do I want
it? I want it?
Let me think about this. Yeah. I think I thought about it enough. Answers, of course.
I thought I saw a putty cat.
Yeah.
he reduced my insurance this year by $1,600.
$1,600 for him.
Yep.
Here we have another caller.
Here we go.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Okay, my name is Rosie, and I'm calling to have a question about my house. And it's been a while. We've been asking for modification, and we never qualified for that. And I just want to know if you can help me about that, please.
Possibly. I don't know if you tried the HARP refinance program. You know, it was a very popular program a couple years back. They still offer that program. We haven't done much of it lately because, you know, a lot of the folks who had loans that qualified had already refinanced. But that might be your first option to look at a HARP refinance program.
What interest rate
I'm
are you paying
behind.
Right now? You're very behind?
Oh, okay.
Yeah
that tends to be a problem. The modification process is pretty tricky. It's up to the individual bank. It's totally up to them. There's no real requirement that they modify your loan. You certainly have to qualify for the new payment because they don't want to set you up for failure. Your income has to be sufficient to qualify for the new mortgage payment. Most of the modifications I've heard of is where they modify your interest rate down. I haven't heard too much where they forgive any of the principal balance.
Yeah. Yep. Well, one of the things did you give Connie your name and phone number?
Yes, I did.
All right. Mike can talk to you off the air radio, but if you're behind on your mortgage, you're going to have more problems than if you were current.
Yeah.
So one of the things that might happen is, you heard we're talking about the short sale. Did you hear? Well, you sell the house and the bank agrees to forgive you if you owe more than the house is worth. So that might be an option to think about.
Okay. And I have another question. There's a program I heard you talk about, the USDA, something like that?
Yes, the USDA program.
Yeah. Can a 21-year-old be qualified for that?
Oh, sure. There's no, you just have to be old enough to enter into a contract, which is 18 years old. So
you have to have a job.
You have to have a job. You have to have some established credit. So, but the USDA lets you establish your own credit because a lot of people have items that they pay on a regular basis, but it doesn't show up on your credit report, like your rent, your car insurance, your cell phone bill. So, you know, we might be able, if he doesn't have a great depth of credit, we might be able to use what's called alternative credit to bolster his credit.
Anyway, so Mike can answer that for you, and he's got your name and number, and maybe you guys can, work that with a 21-year-old. That's a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And I have another, let's say, if I don't have a good credit, because I used to have a business, I had credit card on my name, and after the business is very slow and we shut it down, because of that, I don't have a good credit. I think my credit is about 5 something, like 550, right. Something right. Like that. You think I can be qualified for the USDA?
Well, you know, again, the USDA does have a higher credit score requirement than like FHA. But, you know, what we should do is take a look at your credit, you know, and see what we can do to put you on track to get your own mortgage again. So what I'd like to do is kind of talk to you off air, see what your situation is and see if we can help you.
See, some of the times, sometimes it might take 3 months or 6 months or even a little longer, but Mike can work with you to work in words getting where you need to go to mm-hmm. make sure you can qualify.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have like work and have house around in Jacksonville.
Well, I'm licensed in Florida, so I can help you anywhere. I do a lot of my loan applications where I never even meet the people face to face because we do a lot of snowbirds, people
right.
moving down from up north. So we can do everything by phone, email, fax. It's
yeah.
We can help you anywhere in the state of Florida.
Okay, are you gonna give me a call, please?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Thank you so much for calling. And
thanks for
Connie's
calling.
Got your name and number, and Mike will give you yes. a call in the next day or so, and then we'll help you the best we can. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
And Joe, we've got less than two minutes.
2 minutes.
Boy, and we didn't even mention Greg Fasula.
Attorney
Greg, what happened to Dan Warr?
Dan's a good guy.
not as nice as Greg though.
Greg happens to be.
Oh, I
no
think he's just,
nice.
He's just as nice. He's
just as nice. As an attorney goes, let me tell you this, folks.
But you just dropped a notch.
In our group, one of the things that was important was an attorney that is not pretentious or arrogant and overcharges. Greg is just a straight arrow guy. And as I said before, what we've done is put together a group of 6 local professionals that are not new in business, that all have experience and integrity. Most important word is integrity. As Dan would tell you, no one person is going to make a big difference to us, so nobody is looking to make a home run on any one person. Our job is to help people, and it makes no difference if it's a big client or a small client, except for Pastor Tom. You know, he's kind of, you know, he's losing weight, so he's getting...
He's the big fish.
He's the big fish, right? Well, we're down to 30 seconds. He's flashing the...
No, not quite.
Oh, you're 45. Holding it sideways.
He's flashing us.
You don't have a 45-second card.
No, I don't.
He loves these flash cards because we're the only people yeah. he gets to use them.
No, I like to see how excited you get when it...
He wants to see if you like to get flashed, Joe.
Hey, he can talk all
night. If this was TV, I'd be standing up and down right now because that 30 really gets me upset. Oh, yeah. But you think I'm upset now. Wait till you see the 15.
Yeah. Listen. Well, remember, folks, join them next week at 4 o'clock. They'll be back, and they'll answer any questions you have. And
in the meantime, if you have any questions and you want to call the station at any time, Pastor Tom, or take your name and number and have us get a hold of you, 1-888-221-8990. And now we've got 10-987. He's given us the down to no time
we got
until
no time.
Next week. Thank you so much.
Yes. Bye-bye, all.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114. Thank you.
I've been held by a Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. In Jesus, thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven, and I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by a man, break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Yes, all my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. I've been